Unit 6. Nature and Nurture.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and answer the following questions.
Although twins have always been a source of curiosity, they are not so uncommonly, since they occur once in every 86 births. One third of all twins are identical, or single egg twins. Identical twins have the same genes, and hence the same sex, hair, eyes, blood type, and bone and tooth structure. Some identical twins are mirror images of each other. For example, one may be left-handed, the other right-handed. Some identical twins may develop their own private language. Identical twins have an especially keen intuition, and they often seem to think and dress alike, even when away from each other. In fact, even when they are separated at birth and raised apart, they may pursue the same careers, have the same interests, or die within days of each other. Fraternal twins inherit a separate set of and are not necessarily of the same sex. Questions.
1. What is the statistical probability of twins being born? 2. How many different kinds of twins does the speaker mention? What are they? 3. What are the major differences between the two kinds of twins?
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the passage again and fill in the blanks with the information about identical twins.
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Write T for true and F for false. When Robert Jones, 19, went to college this fall, they told him he looked just like a former student, Edward Gallant. And a friend of Gallant's discovered they had the same birth date. Both Robert and Edward were adopted. When they talked with each other, they discovered that they were identical twins, separated shortly after birth. In fact, they were wrong. They were triplets. After newspapers published their pictures, Edward's mother got a call from David Kelman. "You're not going to believe this," he said, "but I believe I'm the third." He was. As baby A, baby B, and baby C, Robert, Edward, and David had been born to the same mother on July the 12th, 1976. They were adopted by three different couples, none of whom was told their new son had brothers. The reunion of the three boys after 19 years was a big surprise for everyone in all the families. Relatives say their resemblance extends well beyond their look. All three are extroverts who have similar gestures. They talk in the same way. They have the same laugh. They hold their cigarettes in the same way. And all three smoke the same brand of cigarette.
1. Robert Jones and Edward Gallant were actually twin brothers. 2. David Kelman was one of the triplets. 3. David learned about his brothers on TV. 4. The triplets were born on June the 20th, 1961. 5. Everybody in the families was surprised by the reunion of the triplets. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the passage again and list the similarities of the triplets.